Hello, this is David Balderson, and I'm going to be sharing some thoughts on the current challenges facing PV organisations. For those who work in pharmacovigilance, change is constant, but the last 3 years have been a particularly rapid phase of evolution. A combination of changes in PV legislation in the EU, expansion into emerging markets to maintain growth, the introduction of biosimilars, and a period of unprecedented consolidation within the industry have added additional levels of complexity for most PV organisations. A key challenge for any PV department is maintaining a cohesive global PV system as the rest of the organisation expands and evolves, introducing more products across more geographies, as well as taking new approaches to the commercialisation of its products. With partnerships a common component of marketing strategies, ensuring access to data across all markets and managing the flow of data is a significant challenge and takes more than just contractual agreements to ensure success. Regulators expect that marketing authorisation holders are proactive in monitoring their partners, actively reconciling data and performing regular audits, but often due to resource constraints, many companies are still to evolve from the largely passive approaches commonly seen in the past. Similar principles apply to signal detection. There is clear expectation that companies must regularly review data for potential signals and not just at the time of periodic report production. However, that requires having timely access to all data, some of which may be held by licensing partners. In many situations where a company does not hold the entire global safety database for a product, the review is usually restricted to the data they hold and therefore is somewhat limited in value, particularly in the case of generic manufacturers, for example. However, rightly or wrongly, it's clear that the regulators are expecting the data to be treated as though it's the innovator product, with a complete data set as far as signal detection is concerned. Older processes, such as just monitoring the labels for the innovator product or reviewing data at the time of a periodic report, are no longer sufficient. One area that continues to be a challenge for marketing authorisation holders is the availability of adequate tools. Most out-of-the-box safety databases are designed as basic AE repositories, and for those companies that choose to integrate their safety database with other in-house systems, such as EDC systems or call centre databases, the complexity grows rapidly. Customization is often necessary to obtain the outputs an MAH desires to maintain their business, and tools to perform additional tasks such as signal detection and signal tracking need to be deployed separately. With increasing focus on the need to assess overall benefit risk, the ability to acquire and integrate data from multiple sources, bringing efficacy and usage data together with the safety data, is usually a very manual process. For companies with products in the EU, the QPPV requirements have been in place for many years now, but it requires a substantial investment. For medium to large companies, it often means the creation of a distinct and dedicated QPPV office to maintain oversight of all aspects of the PV system, including management of specific deliverables such as the PSMF. For smaller companies, or particularly those with limited presence in Europe, the challenges associated with a QPPV role are quite different, as it's not always realistic to build the capability internally. So the use of an external contract QPPV is commonplace. This presents its own challenges. It's difficult enough for an internal QPPV to maintain oversight of all aspects of the PV system, but it's even harder when they are external to the organisation. Trying to maintain awareness across the system when there are the complexities of licensing agreements or the use of distributors in certain territories that the QPPV has no direct connection to are difficult enough, but even basics such as being kept current on the global marketing status of products can be a challenge. Many companies in this situation fall into the trap of viewing the QPPV as a European-specific requirement that they don't want interfering with the rest of the business outside of Europe, making it difficult for the QPPV to influence processes, which is a key part of the role and usually essential to maintain compliance. The situations faced by smaller companies are often somewhat different from those facing larger companies with established PV departments. PV work in clinical trials is often outsourced along with the rest of the clinical development programme, with limited in-house PV expertise until the products reach late-stage development, at least. They are then left with decisions to make, such as whether to build an internal PV capability. If so, do they keep all of the work in-house or outsource certain aspects, typically case processing? Do they host their own safety database? When do they start investing in tools for signal detection? PV departments rarely drive or influence the strategy of the broader organisation. So as a company expands into new territories or establishes external partnerships, it's down to the PV department to ensure the appropriate measures are put in place to support the business, adhere to the local regulations, and ensure contractual agreements fulfil the global PV needs. For larger organisations, cost pressures, organisational and geographic expansion, and M&A activities are all common scenarios that need to be addressed. For companies with a diverse portfolio of mature products, along with newer products entering the market, they naturally have to decide whether to prioritise their resources on the newer products, and they may even apply a different model to manage PV for the mature portfolio. There are very few larger organisations that don't outsource some aspects of their PV system, and it's now matured beyond just case processing or database hosting, but to aggregate reporting and signal detection activities. And this allows the PV departments to reprioritise their internal resources. Whereas for a smaller organisation, the creation of comprehensive SOPs is the focus, for a larger company, it's maintaining compliance to those SOPs across a complex organisation that often presents challenges, along with being able to demonstrate adequate oversight of all third parties, from suppliers to licensing partners and distributors. The PV systems in place today are still largely reactive, but they will continue to evolve to allow the industry to take a more proactive approach to benefit risk management. It's been the desire of PV professionals for years that the regulators across the globe would take a unified approach to PV. But the reality is that this is unlikely to happen. Some regulators are driving the move to a more proactive approach, but there is still too much focus on compliance to procedures that often add little value to patient safety. Data are all treated the same regardless of source or relevance to the product, and there's little pragmatism shown that would otherwise allow PV departments to focus on what's important. Companies often prioritise maintaining compliance above all else, and can lose sight of the key driver, which should always be patient safety. Innovation has been inhibited, and most of the systems used for PV have lagged behind technological advances that we see around us in everyday life. Most PV work is still very manual, but that will surely evolve in the near future. It's not practical for a PV department to manage everything directly themselves, but in order for organisations to be successful in today's environment, they must ensure all systems and practices employed are firmly tied to a truly global PV framework. Establishing such a framework requires a clear and well thought out strategy that takes into consideration the accountabilities and responsibilities of all entities, ensuring understanding of how they relate to safety, whether it's directly or indirectly, and the degree of harmonisation and standardisation of processes that may be required.